Listen and stream the only talk radio, Freedom 106.5, for the only talk that matter.
A beautiful Monday evening. It's just about 6:15 right here in Trinidad and Tobago. Welcome. This is Freedom 106.5 FM. This is where you speak your mind. You are on Offside. Squeak! Hold the line, Terry.
Hold the line. Come on,
Good
Carrie
afternoon,
B.
gentlemen. I'm here with Terry Fenwick, Adrian Romaine, and Andre Suklal. Have everybody line up?
Line up.
Lined up? Mic check.
Yes, we are lined up.
Ooh, right. Line up.
Let's go.
Like a boss. So, fellas, what's happening?
So, we've had another big weekend of football. Carrie, it's coming to what seems to be a Premier League Cup final between Manchester City and Arsenal. Two teams at the front of the Premier League. My God, guys, I've just watched Arsenal blow 2-0 leads against Liverpool. Damn. Is it that they're crumbling at the last minute? Is it that this very talented but very young squad, they're losing their bottle? What's going on?
Yeah, we said it last week. I think that Arsenal don't have the depth to continue adding those 3 points to their lead, and we are seeing it happening. It's very sad day right now in Arteta's camp, Terry. Mm.
But Adrian, they've led at Anfield 2-0. They led at the London Stadium against West Ham 2-0. What is it that's crumbling for them to give away a 2-0 lead in the Premier League? When you get that far ahead, my God, when I look back over the years, the Arsenal sides that I've played against with them top defenders like the Tony Adamses and goalkeeper David Seamans, they were like granite. They give nothing away. You get 1-0 in front, that was it. It was game over. This side, loads of talent, scoring goals, can't knock them for that, creating chances, scoring goals, but they've now blown 2-0 leads.
Yeah, and we have to look at the average age of Arsenal team as well, Terry.
22.
So you're talking about persons that basically, that time the average age was 30, Andre. Yeah. So they had depth, they had quality on the bench, they had leaders in the camp. Now you're seeing a young Arsenal team that is very energetic.
They basically executed
what the coach wanted in the first half of the season. But now when it matters the most, you really and truly need that experience. And you're not seeing it happening there.
No.
There's a young manager at the helm as a head coach. Then you have young captain, you have a young spine, which is your centre back, your midfielder, your forward. So now we are left to wonder what happens to Arsenal in the next three games. Because remember, I am seeing Pep come in, and I've been saying it a few weeks, Andre.
Yes, correct. You know, we didn't want to say it. It sounded really terrible. We were trying to be diplomatic towards Arsenal, but we all kind of knew it was coming.
Yeah.
It was a young team. As Adrian said, it's a team that the depth is not as big as Manchester City.
Yep.
Manchester City was almost like the sleeping giant, just kind of taking a little rest, but creeping up on them.
Yep.
But I've seen this I support Inter Milan, which is a real life headache. And I've seen it many times. The mentality of teams, you know, it shows in these situations, and they are shooting themselves in the foot, essentially. And you're seeing it in games and making mistakes that give away, which I guess we'll talk about later on.
Guys, I know we have a very, very big game coming up this Saturday, 22nd of April. Liverpool versus Nottingham Forest. And guys, don't forget you can experience the thrill, the drama, and the adrenaline of the Premier League season live on CNC3, the licensed broadcaster for the games. This Saturday, 22nd April, witness the greatness of Liverpool versus Nottingham Forest from 10 a.m. as they turn up the heat in the race for Champions League. Join in on the Premier League football action live and exclusively on CNC3, the licensed broadcaster of the games. And the football fans, this segment is for you. Premier League is on, and we want to know your thoughts. Call us at 627-3223-625-2257 and tell us, who are you backing for the Premier League? Who is your favorite players or player? Or you can even share any information you have on the upcoming matches or teams. We want to hear from you. Call us now, 627-3223-625-2257. Andre, let me ask you, who are you backing for the Premier League?
I would say it's Man City's going to take it.
Yeah, they're going to take
it. I think they're more equipped. They've done this before. And, you know, just what we were talking about before, Arsenal look like, you know, they're starting to show the cracks in the young armor that they have. City looks like the momentum is in their favor. They have the stronger squad. The players are in form. So it looks like, from what we are seeing here, evidence-wise, Manchester City.
And your favorite player?
Oh, my favorite player right now?
Yeah, right now. Yeah, on the team. On the team.
In the EPL?
Yeah.
We'll definitely have to be Haaland.
Haaland. Yeah. All right, guys, we are getting a call here. Let's see who is there. Hi, good evening. You're live.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen.
Hi, good evening. Welcome.
City fan again.
Yeah, yes, City fan.
I predicted a 3-0 win over Bayern.
Mm-hmm.
In Champions League. So, your first commentator there, what's your name?
Terry or Adrian?
Huh? Terry,
you're rising up. Mm-hmm. Well, I watched the game and I thought it was tremendous. You cannot knock Pep Guardiola. Not just his team selection, the players that he's brought in. My God, Van Aalen's been unbelievable. But it's not just him, it's the rest of the squad as well, how they gel together, the game plan. They were 3-0 up, comfortable at half-time. I think they just ran the clock down in the second half. Leicester City scoring the single goal in the second half. But this is a squad that are geared up. Do you know what I think? And I said this 2 or 3 weeks ago. I think this could be the season where they win the Champions League.
Well, quietly confident we will do well. I don't go off on a tantrum like Manchester United.
No, no.
They were having a little spell of victories.
Yeah.
And they thought they were going to win everything. No, look at them. They're
correct.
Fighting for their life in the Europa League.
Yes,
they're
that's right.
To number 3 and 4 fighting in the Premiership. And they ensure that they're getting to the finals at the FA Cup next coming weekend. Yeah.
Well, listen, I would have to throw this out. Listen, Manchester City, again, great side, well organised, best coach in the world. But they've also got their own issues behind the scenes with the problems that they've got on with the transfer market, the problems and issues that financial.
Yeah, that.
Now that could be a big kick up the backside, that one down the road for Manchester City. I hope not, but that is where football's going. And we're seeing so many sides now and international flavours coming in from all over Middle East, United States. They're all trying to get involved with the Premier League, and that could be a tough one for Manchester City.
Well, that is later down the road. That is the FA to adjudicate at the end.
Yes.
We have no say over that at this moment in time.
Yeah.
Football in front of we
is
exciting because, I mean, Arsenal doing all the best to lose and drop points.
Yeah.
You understand? After they go into 2-0 up. And I think the crowd have a lot of to do with this and all. When the crowd gather them,
yes,
they just fall apart.
Yeah.
And if you look at some of the tactics, when the opposing team get into rhythm, any one of the Arsenal players get an injury, they just more or less prolong the injury to make sure that the momentum of the other opposing team will carry on.
Well, I think something that I've recognised here, and this is going back to Manchester City as well, when Man City gets 1-0, 2-0 up, they're going for goals 3, 4 and 5. Pep Guardiola doesn't allow them to take their foot off the pedal. And they go for the throat. What I'm seeing with this Arsenal side, how can you, in 2 consecutive games at Anfield, at the London Stadium, be 2-0 up and comfortable, and it could have been more than 2, at Anfield. What's going wrong with the tactics beyond that for them to lose a 2-goal lead and crumble in the later stages? I'm looking at this Arsenal side, and I think the central defenders...
they're missing Saliba.
Yeah, they are missing him, but I just think they're crumbling. The teams that have gone directly at them made it a physical contest.
Remember they had to use Gabriel and Holding all the time.
Correct.
That's getting tired too.
Well, Holding's not a favourite of mine. I think, you know, with this, and I can't tell you enough. I think Arteta's done a great job. Arsenal have come from absolutely nowhere. They were trying to get rid of Arteta 18 months ago. They've pretty much ran the whole of this season 8 points clear at the top of the league, and it's just now in the later stages they're starting to crumble. And still the youngest side in the league, still got some wonderful talent there. So I think it's been a positive season, but for them to lose it at this stage, having been so clear throughout the season, and again, World Cup played a big part in it.
Correct.
The momentum of sides. Next week, Wednesday, that will be
cup final.
More or less finals for that.
It's a cup final.
Between City and Arsenal. But whoever win that game, more or less,
Could you see Arsenal going 2-0 up against Man City? Yes. The Emirates?
Well, I don't think they'll go. I think we have a plan for them, you know. The crowd will gather them and mentally they
can. Pep's always got a plan.
Under pressure.
Caller, before you go.
Twice already for the year. And my take on the Champions League this week. I think we go either beat Bayern 2-1 or game will draw 1-1.
Alright.
Yeah.
Caller, before you go, I want to know who was your favorite player?
Alan.
Who?
Van Haaland.
Same guy.
But is everybody like this?
Haaland, De Bruyne and Foden.
Haaland is a boss.
Alright, Colin, thanks so much. Thanks for touching base with us. Guys, this is Offside and we do it every Monday on Freedom 106.5 FM, of course. It's Kari V alongside Terry Fennick, Adrian Romain and Andre Sukla, just about 25 minutes after 6. So Terry, tell us, what should we expect in the coming week?
In the coming week, you know, we've still got some tricky games coming because, Kerry, that Premier League is unbelievable. Throughout this season, we've had the top team, Man City, drawing against the bottom team, Southampton. Mm. We've had games where you just can't. Teams are gearing themselves up. Mm. You're now either scrapping to get out of the relegation zone or you're trying to fight to get into the Champions League top four. Mm. So all of these games, teams and fans are at each other's throats trying to gouge out a result.
Correct.
And that's exactly as it is. It's not nice, not pretty. It's really in your face. And the Premier League, more than any other league in the world, is so competitive beyond anywhere else. If you're top of the table, like Arsenal, 8 points clear just a couple of weeks ago, all of a sudden now teams are catching up with them, and local rivals, West Ham, come from 2-0 down to nick a draw. Liverpool nick a draw against them. They're digging in deep because it's now coming to the crunch games at the end of the season.
Correct. This is the business end of the table, as people like
the
to call it.
The business end.
But it's more than business. I mean, this is millions of dollars involved. If you get relegated, you lose a whole bunch of money. You know, if you qualify for the Champions League and European competition, the incentives are crazy. So everybody's hungry for different reasons, as Terry highlighted.
Yep.
And, you know, looking at Arsenal, you know, slip away. Now, they could very well go on and, shock all of us.
I feel they might shock us, you know.
And just maybe hold on. And this is where we'll see their character. If this is what they're made of. This is, like in movies, there's that moment.
Yeah.
You know, you can play the Eminem music, 8 Mile. this is where you see if Arsenal has it. Arteta is probably telling his young troops right now, listen, guys, we have to get it done.
Yes.
And it's up to the players to respond now.
Yeah, you know what? I mean, I think that's a great point.
Yeah.
Because everyone thinks the Manchester City-Arsenal game, they all think it's a foregone conclusion Man City are going to win.
Yeah.
I would guarantee you Arteta is building his training sessions all around this game coming up.
Yep.
Because that might be the banana skin right there. Everybody expecting City to win comfortably. And if they were to go up there and get a top result, that's the league over.
It's done.
Done.
Guys, I want to ask you something. Who is the most decorated player in the league?
This season?
Yeah.
There's so many good players. Because I have my favorites, which I said before, which was Haaland. But in terms of decorated, I mean, it depends on what, people, their version of decorated is different. Yeah.
Let me start with you, Adria. Andre,
yes.
I don't know why I keep mixing up. But before that, let me just take this call and see who's there, all
right? Right.
Hi, good evening. You're live?
Hi, good evening.
Hi, good evening.
Hi. First off, I'm not a fan of Arsenal or Man City. But I just want to make the point that even if Arsenal lose to City, City has a very hard run in. They have to play Newcastle away, and I think Brentford away. So you also have to look at the run-in
yeah.
both teams have. And I think Arsenal has the easier run-in with the exception of the Man City game.
Yeah.
So that's my contribution. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Thanks for your contribution. I have someone here that sent a message. They want to know why only frontline players are considered the greatest footballers.
That's a good
such
point.
As Pele, Maradona, etc. Why not the midfielders and the defense? Why not? Now, that's a very good question because every time you hear about the best player on the team,
yes.
they are always like the forward person correct. And the midfielder, should I say? No?
Yeah.
Not midfielder.
Usually attacking players.
Attacking. Right? Well, why not the defense?
Well, do you know what? One of my favourite players and one of the all-time best
mm-hmm.
was Franz Beckenbauer of Germany.
Right, yeah.
And this was a guy that could defend like you wouldn't believe. He was like granite. He'd give nothing away.
Mm.
But when his team, Bayern Munich or Germany, were in possession of the ball,
mm.
he'd break from a back four into midfield and he was so comfortable on the ball. And he was either creating chances for somebody else or scoring goals from so far back. This was the quality of the man. I mean, we had a guy called Bobby Moore,
mm-hmm.
was a great player for England Cup, but I don't think he was in the same quality, same grade as Beckenbauer because he was just fluent wherever he ended up in the field of player.
Mm-hmm.
And whether that was defensively, midfield or forward,
mm.
you couldn't get the ball off him. He was creating chances or scoring goals himself. Mm. The guy was a genius.
Wow.
But he was around at the same time as Pelé.
Mm.
Centre forward scores goals.
Mm.
And that's what everybody recognises in the game of football. Mm. Your goal scorers.
Mm. Guys, don't forget you can call us. I want to find out who is the most decorated player in your eyes. Send me a WhatsApp message. Send it to me on 3061065. You can even call us and let us know that 627-3223-625-2257. I have a message here. Someone say Haaland is the boss.
Yeah.
He rules the EPL. He's just 2 goals away from breaking the record for most goals scored in the EPL. You ever heard about Paolo Maldini?
Yep.
Ask Terry about him.
Maldini's one of the legends.
What a player.
He yeah. knows about him. So guys, tell me who do you think is the most decorated player? But before that, Andre, who is the most decorated player in your eyes?
Okay, so I'm trying to be very political with this, politically correct. So there is this season or overall in the...
This season.
In the EPL.
Yeah.
It's for me, oh gosh, this is tough. But I think the easiest choice will have to be Haaland.
Mm-hmm.
Because his goal
scoring... He'll be biased.
No, I don't like Manchester City. I'm an Inter Milan fan. There's a whole other country miles away. They have their own problems. Too much problems. But Haaland he has been doing it wherever he went to.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody knows, you know, playing in the Premiership is a massive test.
Mm-hmm.
And he has passed with flying colors. He's just scoring goals.
Mm-hmm.
He's about to break records.
Mm-hmm.
And he seems to be effortlessly fitting into the Premier League. Mm-hmm. And he looks like one of those players. We're speaking about the next generation of players. You know, yeah. we have Messi and Ronaldo
yeah.
heading into the sunset now.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, you have Mbappe. Haaland is one of those guys.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, it's mm-hmm. even if you don't like City, I think it's hard to dispute how good he is.
Yeah. Wow. Adrian.
Me, I'll go with Haaland.
Oh my but gosh. I find only being a little biased. I find so, you know.
But Carrie, what's happening now is that he acts most decorated player. It have different sides of it. It have different cabinets. You may say, for example, who won World Cups
mm-hmm.
In the Premier League right now,
mm-hmm.
last World Cup. And then we even the kid from Tottenham Hotspur.
Yeah, which one?
Harry Kane.
The jersey you bought.
Oh, Romero.
Romero.
I love Romero.
So he won a World Cup.
Mm-hmm.
And when you think about the most decorated player, you'll call Romero.
Right.
You'll call the goalkeeper.
Mm-hmm.
Martinez.
Yeah.
Right. They have won. Martinez actually won the
McAllister from Brighton.
Yeah. So it's a vast majority.
Let me take this call and then I'll come back to you, Adrian. I'll find a song in a little bias. Hi, good evening, you're live.
Good evening again, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey, evening, hey. What's up?
They call Haaland striking Viking now.
Yes.
Striking Viking, what a name.
He looks like one.
Striking Viking.
Yeah.
He had a caller that called after me. I think he was kind of incorrect, you know. He was saying that City have to play Newcastle. City already beat Newcastle. Is Arsenal have to go over to Newcastle and play them?
That's correct. I was wondering about that.
and they had to play Brighton just like me.
Mm. Brighton's not going to be easy.
They play in Brighton at home, they had to play Brighton at their home. And then we had to go down to Brentford. I think that guys, you need two top matches I see. And most of the other games is at home, and they had to leave West Ham and a couple other teams down in the bottom end of the game. So I think either Brentford or Brighton will give you a little trouble there.
Mm.
And we have also Fulham, but I don't think Fulham could be whatever a big team to be, because we beat them in 10 men.
Yep.
When Cancelo get sent off earlier in the match, Haaland ended up scoring a penalty because De Bruyne put a fast one in the referee and you get a penalty there in the dying stages of the game. So we are able to beat them in 10 men. So I don't think that Fulham will give you a big point. Anyway, go on. Thank you.
Thanks, buddy. Thanks
so
much.
Thank you.
Thanks so much. And guys, don't forget you can experience the thrill, the drama, and the adrenaline of the Premier League season live on CNC3, licensed broadcaster for the games. This Saturday, 22nd April, witness the greatness of the Liverpool versus Nottingham Forest from 10 a.m. as they turn up the heat in the race for a Champions League place. Join in on the Premier League football action live and exclusively on CNC3, which is the licensed broadcaster of the games. You don't want to miss that one. And football fans, this segment is for you. The Premier League is on, and we want to know your thoughts. Call the hotline at 627-3223, 625-2257. You can even send us a WhatsApp message on 306-1065 and tell us, who are you backing for the Premier League? Who are your favorite players? Or you can even share any information you have on the upcoming matches or teams. We want to hear from you. Don't forget to call us now. So, Adrian.
Yeah.
Yeah. So your definition of a decorated player, it goes in segments and in parts.
Yeah.
So, you just can't pick one.
No, I can't.
You can pick five.
We have at least three World Cup winners in the Premier League.
Correct.
And we need to remember that.
Right.
At the end of the day, Haaland has done tremendous. It takes someone with consistent, like someone to just, it's so that the ball drops on the someone's feet to come over as Haaland's goal scoring record thus far.
Right.
But for me, I think the decorated players is the ones that won the World Cup from Argentina. Yeah. They had a very good
Yes,
I see you come prepared, Andre.
So I think that's where we at.
Nice.
Terry's gonna throw me out of the studio now.
And Terry, what do you think? What's your thoughts?
So I want to go over this Van Haaland thing because yes, I rate him very highly. He's a brilliant goal scorer. He's very direct.
Terry, let me cut you across. The city lines lighting up, all right? Okay. Hi, good evening. You're live.
Hi, good afternoon.
Hi.
Interesting discussion. I just want to give my two cents.
Of course, no problems.
With regards to the league winners, well, I'm an Arsenal fan, so clearly I'm back in Arsenal.
Yeah.
Welcome.
a lot of people say it's a foregone conclusion since Arsenal drew with West Ham yesterday. And you're looking at the Arsenal, Man City game. When I look at the schedule, because you have to look at the schedule going forward, the pivotal game, of course, barring the Arsenal monthly game, is the Arsenal-Newcastle game, away at Newcastle. That game is going to be extremely important. Newcastle is a very difficult side, and they say they're defending pretty well.
Yep.
So that's going to be a tough game for Arsenal. But when I look at also at Man City's schedule, Man City has to meet some tricky games. They have a game against Everton, at Everton, I believe. They're also playing Brighton, at Brighton. And I think they're playing Brentford.
That's the tricky game, I think, the Brighton
Fulham
game. Yeah.
And if you look at some of those teams, well, Everton is fighting to stay up in the Premiership, so that's going to be a tough fight.
Yeah.
Brighton is possibly to be a surprise team to make Europe. So that's not going to be a walkover.
No.
And also Fulham is in contention. And that game is away because I think they defeated Fulham at the Man City Stadium. And they also play Brighton away. I believe Brighton beat City at home this year. So it's not exactly a foregone conclusion. And also, too, Man City is still in Europe. And with a three-leg finale against Bayern Munich, as much as I like Bayern Munich, I don't think Bayern Munich is going to win that second leg.
No.
So Man City will still be in Europe. So I think there's a lot of football left to be played.
Yep.
I am an Arsenal fan, so I'm hoping for the best as far as that is concerned. But City has a, there's a lot of work for City to do to take the striker if they have to take it.
Caller, before you leave, I must ask you, you don't think Arsenal's schedule is harder than City's? You have Southampton coming, right? Then you have to go to Manchester City. You have Chelsea coming home to you.
Well, you, if you look at
hold
Chelsea,
on, you go to Newcastle Chelsea, and then you have Brighton.
Yeah, that's tough. As a football fan and also as an Arsenal fan, I don't think Arsenal should be scared to play Chelsea, especially again, you have to look at where the games are being played. That game is also, that game is being played at the Emirates. If you look at Southampton, Southampton are bottom of the league, and I think they are gonna. And again, that game is being played at the Emirates.
Yep.
So you have to kind of look at where the games are going to be played. If it was a home game against Chelsea, I might have been a little more concerned. But you look at where, and that's why if you look at City's schedule, they have Fulham away, I think Brighton away, I think Brentford away.
Mm-hmm.
Those games can be real tricky. Those teams have, and Everton, I believe, those teams have something to play for.
Relegation,
you know, so. I mean, City's a fantastic team, don't get me wrong.
Yeah,
I mean, they are juggernauts, but those teams have something to play for. So that's why I still have hope.
Mm.
Yeah, I like what you said. Hope is important.
Thank you so much.
I look at this. I'm looking at this, and Manchester City have just won the last 10 games.
Correct, Terry. And
so they're on a run, and it's, you know, the season is now bearing down. There's 7 games remaining. The Arsenal game pivotal, because they're so far ahead, the two clubs, from the rest of the league. But I just think, for me, Arsenal, how on earth do you drop 4 points after leading both against Liverpool and the last game there against West Ham, 2-0 up at half time, only to draw the game? That, for me, is throwing points away.
It is.
Throwing it away. And if that was Man City 2-0 up, they're now looking at 3 and 4 goals.
Yep. Mm.
That's the difference at the moment. The confidence level, the experience in the teams. Listen, everybody's going on about Van Aalen, and I love him to death. I think he's great, but he's very direct. He's not, I don't think, anywhere close to a Pelé, Messi, Maradona, Mbappé, that have got skill sets and they'll, you know, turn it on for the crowd. This guy is all about getting goals. He's a brute of a man.
Mm.
He's quick, he's like lightning, he's great in the air, he's finishing, his first class. But he doesn't want to be involved in the rest of the team's play.
Mm.
And Manchester City have actually changed their whole dynamics because of this guy. All of a sudden now, they're knocking crosses in. Manchester City have never been guilty under Pep Guardiola crossing the ball. They're looking at 1-2s to get into the box and have tap-in goals in the 6-yard box. Now they're firing things in because they've got a big lump in the middle there that just wins everything.
Mm.
He's a brute. He gets stuck in. He's great with both feet. He's got a change of pace. But he is, if there's ever somebody that you would look at and think, this guy is just direct.
Mm-hmm.
This is him.
Mm-hmm.
And it gives, Manchester City were criticised sometimes for, you know, trying to tap the ball in. Arsenal used to get criticised for that a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
When, you know, the glory days for Arsenal. But I think this shows Pep's understanding of the game. You know, he needs different solutions.
He's changed it up.
So, you know, he has, if for some reason Haaland can't get it done, he has a young Julian Alvarez, who has totally different characteristics, who could come on, dribble. He's the kind of guy who could take on players and dribble.
And
And
Andrea, I think people need to recognise this.
Yeah.
How do Manchester City have so much possession of the ball?
Mm-hmm.
How do they sit outside your box waiting for you to break down as a defensive team?
Yeah.
To create that one chance to score. They do that because they've got terrific defenders.
Mm-hmm.
Ruben Dias, I think, is one that's gone under the radar.
Yes, correct.
And they're prepared to let him go one-on-one with whoever the opposition have got, because that's the confidence they've got in this defender.
Mm.
He is a big guy, he's a brute, he's reasonably quick, reads the game well. And all his job is to win the ball and give it to somebody else that's got a bit more ability.
Mm.
And this Manchester City side, the two fullbacks become wingers. The two wingers become added midfield players, stroke strikers.
Yes.
So they're outnumbering the opposition in areas of the field where you just can't get the ball off them because you're thinking, my God, where are all these players coming from?
Mm.
Because they're so threadbare at the back with one or two defenders.
Right.
But them defenders, Pep Guardiola's got unbelievable faith in them to keep it tight, keep it tough and keep a clean sheet. And they've done that.
Mm.
Yeah, and Terry, what's important for us as well to note is that Pep also has depth, which is important in this stage now because he will defeat Bayern Munich in the second leg. He will go forward into the final.
Real Madrid, they've got in the semi-final. What a game. That should have been the final.
Yeah.
That's great. Terry and Adrian and Andre, before we jump to the break, would you kindly let us know, after we come back from the break, what are we going to discuss? I know we have something in that goodie bag there to talk about. So give us a brief update on what we're going to be talking about when we come back from the break.
Yeah, we need to
And Andre, look, you have a secret admirer here. They say you look very handsome in the blue and white jersey.
Wow. Oh, nice. I am susceptible to flattery.
Well, anyway, guys, it's just about 6:45. That's my time check. We are going to take a break. But before that, experience the thrill, the drama, and the adrenaline of the Premier League season. It's only happening live on CNC3, the licensed broadcaster for the games. They will witness the greatness of Liverpool versus Nottingham Forest from 10 a.m. as they turn up the heat in the race for a Champions League place. Join in on the Premier League football action live and exclusively on CNC3, licensed broadcaster of the games.
Talk is streaming at freedom106.5.com.
Welcome back. This is Freedom 106.5. This is where you speak your mind. You are on Offside. Squeeze. I feel I had to get a whistle and come here, you know, because a lot of people need to hold the line this evening. But you know what? Before I jump straight into that, let me say good evening to everybody who is listening, even the ones who are not messaging or calling, even the different... oh my gosh, Adrian brought a whistle. Adrian brought a whistle. Yeah. You come prepared today. Yeah, because some people need that whistle because they're offside.
They're offside.
You know, all the different football clubs out there, all the managers, all the people who are running these football organizations. Good evening to you. I know you're listening and you're locked on to the best radio station ever, Freedom 106.5, and the best the football show in the Caribbean. You understand? I'm not tooting my own horn here. I'm not blowing my own whistle, but you know, I'm just being right.
Cricket horn.
And guys, don't forget you can call us 627-323-625-2257. My WhatsApp line is always open. I saw someone send me a message here. I'm going to read it just now, but before that, we have a lot to talk about. So I'm here. It's Carrie V alongside Terry Fenwick, Adrian Romain and Andre Sukla. Both of them need to switch places, you know. Or Terry need to go in the middle or something. Because I can't say Andre and Adrian at the same time. Yes, guys, don't forget you can send us the WhatsApp message. Hi, good evening, Carrie V. Good afternoon, guys. The Arsenal fan sounds frantic. His team is under tremendous pressure every time they slip up. They know City is breathing down their necks. Good luck to them getting points from the City, Newcastle, Brighton, and others.
Yes, Carrie.
What do you think about that?
That's correct. Spot on.
Wow.
That's spot on because the Arsenal fan described, he basically read out what City has coming up.
Mm.
And he said that Brighton is one of their biggest games. I think Terry agreed with him, which is true.
It's a tough game. Yeah, they're going well, Brighton.
On his side, after his toughest games, he has Brighton as the last one.
Yep.
That's where, for me, I think Arteta will be changing positions on the table.
Yep. Mm.
And honestly, with a Pep Guardiola performance, a coach team performance on against Arsenal, I do not expect Manchester City to be dying. Mm. Honestly, Andre.
No, I completely agree. I think the Arsenal fan, from a fan perspective, I guess he's trying to, you know, anybody who wants their team to win, we'll try to find a silver lining, I guess.
Yeah.
But I mean, from an analytical perspective, because that's what we do, right?
Yeah.
Mm. If you look at the fixture list, Adrian called it out before, it's very difficult to see Arsenal not dropping points. Even though people are picking on Chelsea.
Yep.
Chelsea are not winning, but they're not losing either sometimes. Well, they lose a lot lately. But they're the kind of team that you know, will cause problems. Brighton, we keep talking about Brighton. Brighton is this wonderful surprise in EPL this season. They're going to cause problems. Newcastle, not to rehash the fixture list. So I think,
correct,
as fans, they are feeling the heat. I could understand, this is an Inter Milan fan, we feel heat all the time, that the pressure is getting on them. And Manchester City has done it before. We've seen it before where Man City was behind the Premier League a couple seasons. And they came back. So to me, Arsenal fans, I understand their anxiety. They haven't won in a long time. People give them a hard time in all the banters and all the meme things. Arsenal fans get it a lot.
Because I got a meme there.
Yeah.
If you see this meme, Arsenal, we
I'm
are
not
coming.
Surprised. You see, that's what I'm talking about.
I mean, but Andrea, I look at this Arsenal side, and I mentioned this very early in the show. When you're away from home and you score against the opposition, you're now tightening your belt, making sure everything's tough.
Yes.
When you score that second goal, which they've done against Liverpool and against West Ham, that almost gives you that breathing space to relax and play. And what I can't believe about this Arsenal side is they get to that 2-0 barrier and it's like they're dropping back to defend it.
Yes.
Just play. They've got some great young talent within this side. Regardless of what happens this season, Arteta, in my opinion, has done a wonderful job with this very young squad. And they're a great side. 8 points clear, my God, most of the season. Don't shoot yourself in the foot now, Arteta. Don't go too defensive too early. And that's what happened against Liverpool. That's what happened against West Ham. And then they end up getting bullied in the final minutes of games and given 2 points away.
Yeah, well, Terry, the question arises here is who is really managing the game when they are getting leads like this?
Yes.
And that's, and you mentioned it.
That comes from the bench,
right?
The manager.
And the problem is that why are they using that defensive block?
Yeah.
Where they are very deep, where teams is basically getting the opportunity to enter.
Yes.
Into their passing zones.
Yeah.
Into the part where I think honestly Arsenal is very, very vulnerable around the 18-yard box.
Yeah.
There, you have seen it, and for me, it can be a problem.
I've watched them myself, and I look at the last two games, Liverpool at Anfield, never an easy game, and I'm sat there after 35 minutes, Arsenal 2-0 up, and could have been 3-0 up.
Yes, I was just going to talk about that.
And playing some great football. And then I'm asking myself, they then have a little, they concede just before half-time, and it was like, what on earth's going on here? Because all of their, you know, skill sets, all their confidence just drains out of them one time, and now they don't look nearly the side second half as they started out the game. And that was exactly the same way they played against West Ham. And West Ham were just brutal. Get it forward, get it in the box. How many times did I see so many long throws into the box? They're just trying to pressure and bully, and it won.
Yes,
and end of the day.
Teams have, whoever the analysts are for those teams are doing their homework. They clearly identify that Arsenal, particularly in the second half, if you attack them directly, they are vulnerable.
I think Gabriel in particular, centre-back for Arsenal.
Yeah. Was it him who did the giveaway?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Against big guys, and this is Van Aalen coming. You know, at the weekend there, he had a tough game against West Ham. He's crumbling under that pressure. When he's got that big centre-forward running down, battling him, challenging him for headers and all that, he looks uncomfortable. Then his confidence goes and that spreads amongst the back four.
Correct.
That's not the, my God, when I think back, the Arsenal teams of the past.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, but Terry,
Tony Adams, my God.
Yeah.
Granite.
Yeah, and West Ham, we need to credit West Ham.
Yes.
I think that after the Olympics, when they were given the new stadium, a lot of people expected that for West Ham to perform like this. And for me, I, looking on as a observer with in the Premiership, I think West Ham has basically underachieved.
Well, they've now got Antonio back from injury. He was out for a little while, and he is that fighting force up front.
Yeah.
He runs you to death. Yes. He battles you hard. He scores goals, creates goals. He's a good player during.
Yes, he is.
And West Ham recognised they were in the top five or six last season.
Yes.
And they've struggled like hell this season, what with World Cup and all that, in their players off to World Cup. They've now got their team back and they've now won two and drawn one in the last three, which hopefully will get them out of the relegation zone. But under David Moyes, I always expected them to do so much better.
Yes, and that's the truth, because David seems to be the manager that finishes from position 5 to 8.
Yes.
And I expected that from him.
Yes, that is definitely David Moyes' way of doing things. It seems like, I'm not picking on him, but it seems that's where he's comfortable. You know, he can't go get past that thing. We saw it with Manchester United. They put him to replace Alex Ferguson. And it seems like he just stuck. He's that kind of coach where let's just stabilize the club, get us there, and then you replace him with someone else.
Yes.
I like him, but you know.
So guys, if I just rattle through the league standings. Yeah. Arsenal top, 4 points clear of Manchester City. Manchester United in third position. They had a great 2-0 win at Nottingham Forest this last weekend. Newcastle still hanging in there. Listen, if there's ever a club that's gone under the radar, it's Newcastle United. Everybody's correct. Talking about everyone else but them, but they're hanging in their fourth position. Tottenham, who had a woeful game this last weekend, got beat in the last minutes of the game against Bournemouth, of all teams, 3-2 defeat at home. Aston Villa have come from Norway, 6th position. Brighton, 7th. Liverpool, 8th. Liverpool, of course, winning tonight, 6-1 against Leeds United.
Yeah.
What a result that was, and that puts Leeds in a little trouble at the other end of the table. Brentford in 9, I think, are safe. Fulham, 10, safe. Chelsea, my God. So the chairman, I think his name is, of Chelsea, went into the dressing room and he's bollocked all of the players for their inconsistency. He's really brought out, which asked me the question, Andrea, who's the manager?
Yep.
Chelsea. Who's the leader of the pack? Who's doing it when the chairman's going in there to buff them all up?
Mm-hmm.
And they've just appointed a new manager, Frank Lampard. Hasn't been given the opportunity to stamp his authority on it.
Yep.
The chairman has stepped. What do you think of that?
It just shows the mess that Chelsea is in right now. You know, we're looking at the results. We spoke about this in previous shows.
Yeah.
As fans, we look at the scoreline, but there's so much more going on behind the scenes.
Yeah.
Usually in those big spending clubs, you know, we usually see, and often more than, you know, often or not, those big spending teams usually have a lot of problems. I mean,
yes.
I'll just hide, it's kind of mirrors PSG a little bit. These clubs spend a lot of money, but often behind the scenes, there's a lot of egos.
Yeah.
The club is just not being managed. The fact that he has to come down, it shows that there's no real, there's a probably a discipline problem and so on, where there's no direction with the club.
Yeah.
And, you know, very rarely for somebody
it's
like that to come
familiar.
Down.
You know, it's familiar. It sounds a little localish there, but it's a little familiar.
I've said this for a long while. Television now.
That's on that way.
Television covers every aspect of football today. All the stars,
you can't hide anymore.
They're there to be seen. But what that has made, all of these armchair viewers that are watching their football, they're all experts now.
Yeah, oh yeah.
So you imagine this multi-billionaire takes over Chelsea Football Club. Mm. What does he know about football?
Nothing.
Never been involved in the game before.
Correct.
And he's now marching into a dressing room full of international footballers, great players. And he's overshouting his new manager he's just brought in till the end of the season, Frank Lampard. What on earth is he doing? That is just, when that gets out to the fans, which it will do, they will buff him up this weekend. You watch.
Seriously?
The fans will turn on the chairman like you wouldn't believe.
Someone sent a WhatsApp message here. Ask the guy, well, TNT Women Warriors defeated Guadeloupe Women Team 3-2.
Nice.
Right? Now, we're going to be talking about that in local football, of course.
Yeah.
Ask the guy how Arsenal can blow a 2-0 lead against the West Ham and miss a penalty also yesterday.
Correct.
Are you real shit there, boy?
Yeah. Who's the guy, though? I mean, I don't know who's
Saka. I don't know who's the guy.
Saka missed the penalty.
Yeah.
And that, for me, he's been outstanding all season for them.
Mm. Yeah. But I'm not hearing much about him, though. What is
going
on? I
remember singing
on
his praises last week.
Yeah.
You know, he's a good player. I'll not take that away from him, but, you know,
He lost his bottle with the penalty.
Yeah, so we were defending him last week with the penalties, you know, the horrible treatment he got for missing missing that penalty against England. It was awful.
Yeah, yeah. So is it that he's still being penalized for it? Because I'm not hearing much about him now.
I think there's no connection really with that. I think the penalty with this is just nerves.
He's a professional.
Yeah.
He's a professional. Well, Kerry, listen, the goal is 8 foot by 24 feet.
Yeah, missed the goal completely.
How on earth can you miss that?
You just probably had a bad day.
The three of us should do a challenge and try not to hit the goal and see if we could do it.
As you said earlier.
Well, I'm glad to say three of all.
It's the business end of the season. This is when your bottle comes. You need Niagara Falls, as I used to say.
Yeah.
Frank Lampard on a losing streak. He could never be a coach in the championship division. No. You don't agree with that?
I know Frank relatively well. He's a lovely fella. And he's had a bit of a buff in the Premier League.
Yeah.
And things haven't gone as well for him since he left Nottingham Forest, where he'd done very well, I thought. But sometimes you need a bit of time, and Premier League teams do not give you that time.
Yeah,
but Terry, I don't think he needs time at Chelsea again. No. I'll be
He's
honest.
Been there.
Yeah, he has been there.
Why did they take him back?
Yeah, and that's my question.
Mm-hmm.
And we said it. We knew that he will struggle. Look at his midweek performance, Terry, in the Champions League.
Mm-hmm. So Chelsea is sat in 11th position.
Right.
Crystal Palace now looks safe. Roy Hodgson's won his last three games coming in for Crystal Palace. Wolves doing a good job there, 13th position. Bournemouth, my God, this is a team that I couldn't see getting out of the bottom three, are in 14th position. West Ham won two and drawn one in the last three, in 15th position. Leeds, who got battered again tonight, 6-1 off Liverpool, in 16th position, going the opposite direction. Everton struggling down the bottom at 17th. And the bottom three, the three relegation positions, 18th Nottingham Forest, Leicester in 19th, and bottom of the table, Southampton. It's going to be a hell of a dogfight for them teams.
But Terry, most important, where is Tottenham at the moment?
Tottenham are in 5th position. Right. Listen, we've got arguably one of the best centre forwards in the world in Harry Kane, but we still give three.
No, I have a problem.
I have a problem.
That's not like you being a little biased, no?
Yes, we are reviewing everyone's results except Tottenham.
That's what Adrian was doing.
So, coming back to Tottenham, listen, it really hurts me, this one, but Dyer at the back has been dire.
He's
been awful at the back. The goalkeeper, World Cup winner for France. Lloris, I think, has also been poor. They bring on a centre-back, Sanchez, only to take him off later in the game because he's not comfortable on the ball and everybody's panicking in the last minutes of the game. What is going on, Tottenham Hotspur? Bring a top manager in.
Better call them now.
Spend your money.
Call them and tell them what is going on, Terry, because you seem quite upset to them.
I am.
Yes, you're looking like that.
We should be in the top four and I think we're going to struggle, and we got teams like Aston Villa breathing down our throat. Like, it's going to be tough for us in these last games.
Guys, I know I had my paper here. Yes, right. First, I get into the football thing. So, guys, it's just about 6 minutes after 7. Don't forget, you can call us on 627-3223, 625-2257. Somebody should tell Chelsea owner Scott Bowman.
Bowman
is football. His team is playing and not Monopoly. He's spending money wild, buying players willy-nilly. That's true?
Yeah.
Just like that?
They've got a huge squad of players. They're under pressure, the same as Manchester City, because of the way they're dealing with players' contracts.
All right. So, guys, I know we have to jump straight into local football, but before that, we're going to take a really, really quick break. And, guys, don't forget, you can experience the thrill, the drama, and the adrenaline of the Premier League season live on CNC3, licensed broadcaster for the games. This Saturday, 22nd April, witness the greatness of Liverpool versus Nottingham Forest from 10 a.m. As they turn up the heat in the race for a Champions League place. Join in on the Premier League football action live and exclusively on CNC3, licensed broadcaster of the game. But before that, let me remind you a little bit about Offside. Keep it locked.
Talk is streaming at freedom106.5.com.
Welcome back, guys. This is Freedom 106.5 FM. You see, technology and thing, Adrian. I don't have much control over that.
We understand, Karen.
I have control over my board here, you know, and some of the things that I say here. You know, because some people might get a little offended.
Yeah.
You know, okay, all right, all, you know,
so
the feels.
What, call it for what it is.
Call it for what it is, Carrie. At 106.5, we only speak the truth.
Aye. Hey, guys, it's just about 13 minutes after 7, and you are in Offside. Hold the line. It's Carrie V alongside Terry Fennick, Adrian Romain, and Andre Sukla. So, I know we're going to jump straight into local football, Terry. So, give us the update.
So, I'm going to go through a few of the results that we've had in the TT Premier League. W Connection won 1-0 against Point Fortin Civic Centre.
Mm-hmm.
Prison Services lost 1-0 to Club Sandor. Central FC 3, Police Football Club 0. AC Port of Spain 4, San Juan Jablite 1. La Hocada Rangers 5, Caledonia AIA 0. Defence Force 1, Canopian 0. So your league is looking like this. At the top, you've got AC Port of Spain, 21 points. Club Sandor, 17 points in second position. La Hocada Rangers, 16 points. Central FC below them. Defence, W Connection at 6. Police at 7. Caledonia, 8. 9th is Point Fortin Civic Centre. Canopia at 10. And, my God, San Juan Jablite, my team. My God, what's going on here? 11th position. And Prison Services, bottom of the league, having a real struggle up. So I'm just looking at that, Kerry, and listen, I love to watch local football. I like to see the talent that's out there.
Terry, I wanted to find out from you, have any of the Tobagonian teams there?
None.
Why?
I would ask you the same question. Why have you got, listen, we've got FIFA that contribute to Trinidad and Tobago. We've got the sports company that must reach out to Tobago as well as Trinidad.
Mm-hmm.
And we've now got a TT Premier League that hasn't got any teams in from Tobago. I find that disgraceful.
It is disgraceful because we are one country, and I'm very sure it have at least one team that could get into the
Kerry, have you league. Seen the talent that we've had come out of Tobago over the last, God, 23 years I've been here, and the top talent that's come through, most of it's coming from Tobago.
So I don't know. Well,
I must say, as we're on Tobago, we must congratulate the Ball Blasters team for, he was on our slam.
Yes, he did
a few
great
weeks. He won the Barbados Cup last weekend.
Very
so
good.
So talking about Tobago, you are seeing talent there.
Yeah.
And to be honest, it all comes down to who really and truly wants to give them that opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
They tried it with Tobago United. They tried it with Phoenix FC. But they have always kept these Tobago teams in the second tier of Trinidad and Tobago football.
Yeah, it's wrong there, Adrian.
So,
come on, the TTFA have got to step up for Tobago.
Right, so is it that they're not getting sponsorship or assistance? What do you think it is?
I think it all relates to the TTFA and certain organizations within the football realm do not want that extra responsibility,
mm-hmm.
where you have to book flights,
right?
The logistics of it,
accommodation and everything like that.
So what happens is that they try to move away the Tobago teams, especially a league that is 4 months.
But
they think that's to them is a loss, but they do not really and truly see the importance of the development of Trinidad
and
Tobago.
But we are one country,
correct?
But we ran to Dwight York Stadium to play our last qualifiers.
Correct. Good point.
Right? And because the Dwight York Stadium, and I'll be honest with you, is the best kept stadium that was built.
Because the Tobagonians look after it.
They look after it. So this is something that we have asked for.
Adrian, is that the same game where we blame the man at the coach?
Yes.
Blame the fans for our not getting through to the next round.
What?
Yes.
Yeah.
really? How ridiculous.
Blame the fans. It was the fans' fault.
Yes,
but that's real ridiculous. So is it that we, I don't know, if probably someone from the Tobago Football Association. If it have one, if they could reach out to someone in particular so that they could get teams into the league, because we are one country and I believe that they should be able to come across here.
Carrie, the Minister of Sports from Tobago.
Oh my gosh.
Come on, young lady, step up and get Tobago's teams in the TT Premier League.
Oh gosh, Minister of Sport.
Come on, man.
Oh gosh. Don't do me that.
But you see, you call them out and everybody will have it. The knives will be out for us. But what we're saying here is right.
Yeah.
How many, all of our top teams in Trinidad and Tobago have always been laced with fantastic players from Tobago.
Mm-hmm.
So why?
Because, you know, all this time we're talking about the local football here, and I'm not hearing you mentioning anything about
Tobago.
A Tobagonian team. Nah. But that's real unfortunate, though.
Yep, it is.
Yeah, it is. But it will take us into another day discussing it, because it's very sad for the Tobagonians.
So who we have to reach out to? Who in Tobago?
I think we should
what association?
I think you've got it the wrong way around. It's not reaching out to Tobago. They're part of the structure. They've got their own footballers, their own football teams. It's the TTF here and the sport company. How can they just iron out and not count?
And I see the other day Tobago. They get money, you know. Just the other day they get some money from the ministry. The sport company get some money, and a lot of money were pumped into the football teams.
Yes.
So what going on with Tobago?
Correct.
Tobago is the one country or something?
That's a problem I've been seeing. Not even with Tobago. It's even as bad as in Trinidad. You know, there's a north-south thing within our own country. We are a small island, twin island.
Mm.
And somehow we find a way to not maximize our resources. I mean, you have players from Tobago and other parts of the island. And for the most silly reasons, you know, Adrian spoke about even the logistics of flying.
Mm.
I mean, just a short, you know, what is it, 4 months?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure there's solutions they could find, sponsors and people who know what they're doing could reach out. It's a good marketing thing, tourism and so on. There's a lot of things you could capitalize on that. Tobago. People fly all over the world to go to Tobago. There's a marketing appeal.
Yeah.
Tobago is proud of themselves and their players. So it's a lot of nonsense, to be honest.
Andre, honestly, I will tell you that in Trinidad and Tobago, we are wrapped up with ourselves too many times, and we are caught offside, right? And that's the reality. So there is a lot of people that tend to carry about themselves like if they are so perfect, and they think that this plan of leaving a Tobagonian team out, because you're talking about tourism. I already thought about putting a weekend of all the games in Tobago.
Yeah, in Tobago.
That's what I'm thinking. No, that would have been amazing, because when you saw these fans came out to Tobago, and I will tell you, last year, I was part of a company where we hosted a cup there.
Mm-hmm.
And I can tell you, Tobagonians came out in their numbers.
Yes.
And I must say,
they love their football.
They enjoyed it. And I was the head of logistics, and I saw how things were basically well done.
Mm-hmm.
The marking of the field, how they deal with the facilities.
Mm-hmm.
And I can say that Tobago just needs someone to basically treat them well.
Yeah.
And you will see talent. We are seeing a Ball Blasters team heading to Barbados. They came back, they won.
Mm-hmm.
And you know that there's a lot happening in the SSFL. We had Signal Hill, who finished fourth last season.
Mm-hmm.
So what happens with these Signal Hill players who could have gotten a chance to see themselves in the top league?
Yeah, in the top league.
And that's where the gap is happening. And
correct.
And that's the sad part. Our kids is just being torn apart, and then the dreams will start selling.
And listen, Adrian, and I hate to go, we've touched on this before, but you've then got Sir Alex at La Hocada, doesn't want to release his players for national team duty.
Mm.
It's running against the kids. They're forgetting. It's not about the clubs. It's not about the management. It's not about the it's about the youngsters who have got aspirations of being footballers and having a career or enjoying their sport. And they're being stopped. So the national body is in a mess at the moment. And nobody's speaking up. They shouldn't allow La Hocada Rangers to keep their players out of national team squads.
Mm.
One. And why on earth are we not tapping into that great talent in Tobago to make our national teams bigger, stronger, better across the board?
And Terry, that's the problem we have in Trinidad and Tobago. No one stands up and be a leader.
No leadership.
So if I am a MLS,
thank you,
I'm a
Adrian
USA
Ramil.
Coach, and MLS plays week in, week out, while USA is on duty, international break. They don't do international break. And tell me if I'm wrong. You cannot say, okay, you cannot get Terry Fenech from Colorado Rapids if I select him. He needs to go. Else your club will pay the fee.
We'll pay the fee.
And there's a rule with FIFA. If a player is called upon to represent his country, you as the club have to release that player within a 7 days window.
I remember you were mentioning that before.
And the thing about it is that no one sees it right to say you are going wrong, sir.
Because the same people behind the scenes, and when you go back into the administration, the Pipers of this world, the Frentices of this world, they're happy for that just to let it go under the carpet, let it run away. They're not interested in the youngsters of this country.
Yeah, and look at this, for example, and that's a good point. Winchester Rundell.
Yeah.
We had him at age 19.
Correct.
We went to Tobago. We had Darren Central. Mitchell, Rundell Winchester.
Central,
he's playing in Malta, right?
Yeah.
He's playing in Malta. He was not part of the national team for the last 4 or 3 years.
Yep. Wow.
But they're playing a game in Tobago. Rundell Winchester becomes our number 9.
Yes.
Why is that happening? So it shows that we are trying to market our national games through just using Tobago. And then the disappointing part is, the coach's comments after was, I blame you, the fans. I blame you, the fans.
Yeah.
And so where is the commitment to these fans?
And Adrian, it starts small, eh? It starts small. You see, by putting some games across in Tobago, it starts there. Why don't we start there and then, you know, get the Tobagonian field, Tobagonian teams into the league? Because all of them talk about is Trinidad teams alone, you know. And there's one country.
Carry Tobago has the most competitive zonal league. I watch at the TFA, I could tell you. Last year, I watched the TFA. And I'm telling you, majority of the games were played in Dwight York Stadium, and they also had a live stream. So majority of the TFA games will live stream.
Very good.
So that's a zonal competition.
Yeah.
And I can tell you, it was competitive. Every game, at least, it had at least 500, 600 patrons. I could sit on that. Yeah. And it was very impressive. And the thing is, and I will keep saying, the last time a Tobago team, a Tobagonian team got attention was when Terry and his staff brought in a Tobago team to play against the national team.
Yes.
And gave them an opportunity to be scouted.
Correct.
Wow.
Right?
We brought them in, Kerry, to have a look at what qualities they are. They have some great young players.
And that was, our plan was actually to go to Tobago, but we were denied that opportunity because ticket money wasn't available.
TTFA wouldn't give us the finances.
So the Tobago team, we got someone to fund that Tobago team, brought them here, purchased new kit, actually treated them like bosses. We had them all day at the barracks. Afternoon, we had a lovely afternoon.
Minister
of Sport was there. Proud of them.
I remember
but
that
what has happened after that? We haven't seen these kids getting the opportunity. And we need to be realistic. It's either we want it for the dollars or we want it for the opportunity and the development of these kids.
You see, Adrian, I mean, this is going back a couple of years now. But we set out to play regional teams and they shot me down. The same usual suspects. Why we're playing regional teams. And what are they doing today? They're doing exactly the same today, but it's okay now. It's all right now.
Yeah.
But we were going around the country, speaking to coaches, getting on very well with them, bonding with them, asking them to bring their best young players out so we could see what they've got. And we went round, we played very well against most of these teams. We had discipline there, but we cherry picked the ones that were very good.
Yeah.
They're doing it now and it's okay. When I was doing it, not the same.
But Terry, I must touch on something. I am seeing Club Sando in an unfamiliar position since they have come into the top league of Trinidad and Tobago football.
Yeah.
They are second with 17 points and the head coach of Club Sando is your former player, Cornell Glenn.
Yeah.
And he's doing a tremendous job
good
at Club
him.
Sando.
Yeah, good lad.
And I must say well done to Cornell Glenn because
he has a young team.
Yeah.
Not much experienced campaigners in his squad, but he's picking up the points bit by bit.
Good for him.
And it's very impressive. And and to be honest, Club Sando is a team that will sit sixth and seventh in the table. That's where the, I think their highest ranking in the Pro League is actually fourth.
Wasn't that the team that Eve used to have? Eve used to be mid-table with them.
Yeah, so they always were vying for that. What do you call it? A club championship spot? Or where do you call the maybe Digicel Cup? But nevertheless, now you're seeing them putting themselves in place to finish in the CONCACAF Champions League playoff spot. Because after this round, the first round gives you an automatic qualification to the CONCACAF Champions Cup.
Yeah.
So I'm seeing AC Port of Spain on 21 points, and we are seeing Club Sando on 17. But La Hoqueta is behind, right? So I'm seeing the two, Sir Alex B, La Hoqueta and Central right behind there.
Is it a coach of one and owner of the other? Is it?
That's how it goes. That's how it goes in the Pro League. So that's how it is. So it's really interesting and local football. We are enjoying it.
Well, guys, it's just about 29 minutes after 7. Only believe that? 29 minutes. So we have a few
gone
seconds.
Too quick again.
It is. You know how it does go when we're having fun, you know?
Yes.
But before we wrap up today's edition of Offside, anything you want to say before we leave, either of you all?
Yes, I want to say to all them youngsters out there and parents, look after your kids, give them the best guidance you can, teams and clubs that you can, and look out for them. Because we've got some wonderful talent on the ground. Please don't listen to some of these people at the top of football that are in it for their own means. Look after your kids.
Adrian?
Yeah, Terry, touch it. Look after your kids. Look after yourselves, look after your kids.
And make sure and make the right decision.
Of
course, of course.
Okay.
Andre, anything from you?
Oh, just to wrap it up, you know, once again, it's a pleasure to be here. You know, rotated on the squad sometimes, but you know, hopefully I'll be a starter eventually. You know, that's what I'm working on. And you know, just to quote a video game quote, folks, for the younger kids who still play this game, you know, from Lord Raiden, Mortal Kombat, there's no knowledge that is not power.
All right,
very good,
guys. This wraps up today's edition. It's just about 7:30. It's wrapped up this edition of Offside, which we do every Monday from 6 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. with your host Carrie V alongside Terry Fennick, Adrian Romain, and Andre Sukla. So this
hold
is
the line.
Hold the line. Squeak. Woody whistle. Come on. Yeah. Have a good one, guys. See you on the flip side. Be gone. Bye.
Talk is streaming at freedom106.5.com.